Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Spotlight in the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce. My name is Ward Todd, and Happy New Year to everyone, kicking off 2016 in grand style this weekend, aren't we, though? Thank you for joining us on the radio today, and thank you also to all of our many Chamber members throughout the Hudson Valley region who support the Chamber of Commerce. We look forward to you joining. If you're not yet a member, contact our membership director, Carol Ricken, at our office at 845-338-5100. We'd love to help your business grow right here in our greater Ulster County region. A reminder, before we get to our guest this morning, we've got a couple of great networking events coming up in January. Our first breakfast meeting of the new year will feature our guest speaker, Congressman Chris Gibson, at the Best Western Plus on Washington Avenue. $20 for members paid in advance, $30 for non-members. Reservations required, and you can make them by calling the Chamber at 845-338-5100 or online at ulsterchamber.org. Thanks to our sponsor, Ulster Savings Bank. Our new mixer for this brand new year, January 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Mac Fitness on 9W at the 9W East Chester Street bypass location. Our sponsor is the Bank of Greene County. It should be a great event. Look forward to seeing you there as you set your New Year's resolutions. And our first business card exchange of the new year at the Courtyard by Marriott on February the 11th. Sign up for that right away from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. out in Frank Sutile Boulevard. I want to invite everyone now to consider traveling throughout the world. Virginia Barthel is our guest on the radio from Booked by Barthel Travel. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning.
Great to see you. Happy welcome smile you give us today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
You've always got a smile on your face, and I think that's because you got the best job in the world.
You know, I do have the best job in the world. There's no doubt about that.
Lucky person that you are. Tell us about Booked by Barthel. What do you do? When did you start doing it?
Booked by Barthel Travel is a full-service travel agency. We've been in business for 8 years, and we just recently opened a storefront location in West Hurley on the corner of Route 28 and 375. So you can now come and see us anytime, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're there and ready to serve the community for all their travel needs.
So that's a change. In the past, you operated where? Out of your home?
Yes, I had a home office, and I would meet my clients at their residence or out at a public place, or I'd have them into my home. And now I have an office where not only can they come and sit down and talk about their travel needs, but I'll also be holding, you know, meetings there. And so it's great. It's been a great change.
Awesome. And is that something that you see a trend? I mean, I would have thought that maybe more travel agencies were getting out of storefronts, and here you are opening one.
Yeah, I'm bucking the trend. That is absolutely true. And I've had a lot of people say, what? But you know what? It was time. And when I first started my business, I've lived in this area all my life. And one day I came around the corner and saw this building, and it had been vacant for a while, and looked at it and thought, you know what? I can see my business name on that building. And when it came up for sale, I was like, well, now's the time. So it took 8 years for this to happen, but it kind of was always in the back of my mind. And now it's just such a great space and such a great location. I'm thrilled to be there. And it is already having an impact. I've had people walk in and say, okay, so I've never used a travel agent before. How does this work? And that's exactly what we need to do. I'm here to serve the community.
Which 20 or 30 years ago, people would say all the time, I work with a travel agent. What happened over the years? Why have there been fewer people doing what you do for a living?
Very simply because the internet, you know, became an easy place to book your own travel. The airlines, you know, you could book your air ticket only through a travel agent 25 years ago. And now you can book it direct online in, you know, through many channels. Now we're really not travel agents so much as we are travel consultants.
Oh.
So just as an example, had a gentleman walk into my office yesterday and say, so I'm thinking about a trip for my family, and you know, here are the ages, and I don't even know where to start. That's the very first start part of my job. Let's sit down and talk about what you're looking for. What does the vacation mean to you? Who are you traveling with? What's your budget? Why are you looking to get away? All of those things. And then let me tell you what I might recommend, because this is what I do. I do this 40 plus hours a week. I've been doing it for actually 10 years because I worked for another agency before I started my own. And, you know, I can help advise you where to go, when to go, what the best time of year to go to certain destinations is. So that's actually the most fun part of my job. Well, no, traveling might be the most fun part of my job, but it's a good part, though.
Wow. And it's it's the best job, I think, actually, because you get to sometimes experience the travel with folks. I know we went together to Costa Rica a couple of years ago. What a delight that was. Yeah. What a beautiful country, huh?
Oh, yeah. And I've sent many clients there since then. And we did a second group there last year and had a great time. It is. It's a gorgeous country. And just, you know, and it's active. You know, you can do the zip lining and the, you know, that kind of active stuff. And it's also got the Pacific Coast, has the beautiful beaches. I actually last year stayed and went to the Caribbean coast for a couple of extra days and saw sea turtles being hatched. And what an amazing experience. I mean, you can see videos, and of course I posted a video so everybody could see it that wasn't there, but to see that live is just really humbling, really humbling.
Our guest is Virginia Barthel, booked by Barthel Travel. Give folks contact information before we get too much further along. You're on the World Wide Web somewhere, I assume?
Bookedbybarthel.com. You can also see us on Facebook, Twitter, all that. You can reach us at 845-810-2747, or you can stop in the office. Right on Route 28 and 375.
Right at that intersection, yes. Heading just before you make the turn to Woodstock. Right at the turn for Woodstock.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of traffic going by there.
We have a lot of traffic.
A lot of people head up to the mountains and a lot of people go to Woodstock. We know that for sure.
Absolutely. And that was, you know, that was the key. That location is just fabulous. Fabulous.
So you get to see a lot of the world in mm-hmm. your job, and you can therefore recommend great places for folks to stay. Why else should people book with you and consult with you? What do you bring to the table that they're not going to find on the internet?
You know what? I bring somebody who is actually concerned for you and your vacation. I treat all of my clients' vacations as I would treat my own. So I'm not going to advise you to go somewhere that's not going to meet your needs. I'm not going to sell a certain cruise line because somebody's telling me I have to push that cruise line. I work for you. So the only way that I make money is if my clients come back to me. So every client is important and every trip is important. And if you have a question, a problem, you need help before, during, or after your travel, you've got somebody to call. And I guarantee you that some of your large online travel agencies may give you an 800 number to call, but I don't guarantee you'll talk to somebody who actually cares about you and your trip.
So has it happened? Someone's flying out of JFK 10 o'clock at night and they have an issue that comes up that they're not prepared for. Your phone rings?
Not necessarily. And I'm very honest with all of my clients about this. No, I do not work 24/7. However, 95% or more of my folks do purchase travel protection insurance, which I highly advise. And then they do have a 24-hour number to call in case they have a problem. If I know that they're going somewhere, actually, I had one of your staff members once be going on vacation to the Caribbean in the middle of the winter. And it was very early in the morning. It was probably about 6 or 7. And I knew she was going and it was snowing pretty hard. And she called me and I answered the phone. I had no power. I was using my cell phone. I was using my, you know, battery charged laptop and a broadband card. And I said, here's what you need to do. And I walked her through it. And sure enough, she got on the plane and got where she needed to go. So if I know somebody's traveling and I know there might be an issue, then yes, I may work, off hours. And I certainly will work off hours if, you know, by appointment, if people need to meet me after work hours or on a weekend, certainly I'm flexible in that manner as well.
So how are folks dealing with this travel alert that's been issued just recently? What's your opinion of that? What should folks do?
I think that people need to be very well advised in this time period. I don't think that it should necessarily stop people from traveling. My personal opinion is that's kind of what the terrorists want. They want you to cower in fear and, you know, be afraid and not go anywhere. And I refuse to let them win. So I think the best thing that anybody can do is be very well educated about where you're going, what the risks are, what you can do to, you know, possibly avoid some of the risks. You know, do you do you want to travel when you know that they're going to be some kind of a demonstration? No, you necessarily, you know, that's not a place you really want to be around. When you travel, make sure you purchase travel protection insurance, because if there is some kind of an issue in the city that you're going to, you may be able to cancel your trip and get all of your money back through the insurance. Constantly be monitoring, or be in touch with a travel consultant who is constantly monitoring what's going on in the destinations that they're sending people to. So is it there? Is it something to be aware of and to realize that there are issues? Absolutely. But should you stay home? I don't think so.
I have to agree with you. Absolutely. And there's too much to see and too much to experience, too many things to miss if you just stay home. So are you doing any trips coming up real soon for folks in our area?
Next trip we have is actually to Paris and doing a river cruise in France in April. And all of my group is ready to go. We're all booked and happy to support the French. And that Paris is my favorite city in the world, so for me to not go there, it's kind of like saying, well, could you stop breathing for a year or so?
How many times have you been to Paris?
I can't even count.
More than 10, more than you have fingers. Huh?
I think
really?
So. Yeah, yeah.
What's so special about it, Virginia?
You know, first of all, it was the first European country that I went to as a teenager. I was lucky enough to go on a school trip and just fell in love. But it is a magical city. It's just, you know, it was spared during World War II. So there are a lot of original old buildings, old part of Paris. And it's just, it's charming and it's magical and it's, if you haven't been, I highly recommend going.
How are the people there?
You know, I have never had a problem, but I've also done a lot of reading, and I love the French culture as well. There are some real major cultural differences between the French and the Americans, and I think if you understand those, so when you walk into a local store here in Uptown Kingston, the shopkeeper may say hello, but then they kind of let you browse and do your thing, and they're not really concerned about the interaction until you have a question. And that's, as Americans, that's what you're used to. In France, you walk into a local shop, if you do not say good morning, how are you, you're being completely rude to them. Yeah. If they ask you, you know, if they're walking with you and watching you, that's what they do. That's their home. That's their store. That's how they treat everybody. So, you know, those cultural differences, and that's why we can't stop traveling. Because if we don't understand the differences and we don't get to know other people from other parts of the world, how can we be a global world? So travel is really, really important. I don't just do this for a living. I do this because I think it's really important.
And I think that's one of the great things you do bring to your clients and customers is that realization that you've seen a lot of great things around the world, and we can see them through your mind's eye. So if Paris is number one, what's 2, 3, 4, 5 in terms of the best places that you think you'd recommend to folks to travel to?
Well, I love Europe, so there are a lot of cities and places in Europe. But we just did Peru in March, and boy, since we've done that, I've had many, many clients asking for trips to go see Peru, not only Lima and Cusco, but Machu Picchu, Lake Titicaca. And it's a beautiful country. Whoa. And I would like to do more of South America. I haven't done too much of it. So I would love to go to the Galapagos too and see all those kinds of bucket list places, you know, that you want to see. I would love to go to Egypt, but speaking of world travel, I'm not quite prepared right now to do that. I'm hoping, you know, within the next 5 years that will change. So yeah, there are a lot of places to go and see and have fun. And there are a lot of places in this country to go and see and have fun. So
do you have a trip in this country coming up?
We actually are just starting to promote Northern California for the summertime next year, August of 2016. I just felt it was important to promote a trip that people might feel a little bit more comfortable traveling domestically. I don't do a lot of domestic planning because most people are comfortable doing it on their own for a number of reasons, language being first and foremost, currency. There's no, you know, confusion in currency exchange. But we are doing a trip to California, San Francisco, Yosemite.
Yeah.
And Sacramento.
Nice.
So it'll be a nice, in the Napa Valley, which is always a good place to go.
How many days?
Nine. 9 days. So, yep, it's on our website, bookbybarthel.com, so you can get all the information. We'll be holding a meeting in January, so people can come to my office and learn all about it. And if you're interested in joining us, be fun to have you.
Fantastic. What's that going to run approximately? Do you know? Remember the price?
Do I remember the price? Somewhere between $3,000 and $3,500 per person, double occupancy.
Fantastic.
I really 32 something, I think.
Okay. So check it on the website. More information about that and a lot of other great places to see around the country. Virginia Barthel brings her expertise and her knowledge to help a lot of us on our chamber trips over the years. So when you talked about Peru a little while ago, I don't think he'd mind us saying that one of our good friends, Jim Davenport, went there and had a beautiful vacation and told everyone about it. Did he go there for more than a week, I think?
I think he was there for 10 days or 2 weeks, and they actually did something which I would love now to go back and do. They actually hiked the Inca Trail, which is just, I mean, kudos, Jim. but it's a 5-day hike, and it's in pretty high altitudes, so, you know, you have to be aware of that. They said that they loved it. So I would love to go back and do that. My husband and I and some of our group did some hiking while we were in Machu Picchu, and it was definitely a lot of fun. Definitely would do it again. But to do that 5-day Inca Trail would be fun.
Nice. And is it similar in many ways to what we had in Costa Rica in Peru, or not so much?
No, because the mountains, the Andes there are just, they're very steep. And, you know, you spend time before you go to Peru in the Sacred Valley, which is, you know, pretty much lower elevation. And then you have these peaks just, and they're green, you know, these very different vegetation, different. Yeah. We didn't go into, Peru also has the Amazon rainforest, but we didn't go into that part. So that would probably be more similar to some of what we saw in Costa Rica.
Right. Yeah. Virginia Barthel, our guest, booked by Barthel Travel. Give folks contact information again. Where can they find you on the internet, telephone, and you have a new location?
New location is actually 1460 Route 28, which is right on the corner of Route 375 and Route 28 in West Hurley. You can find us on the web at bookedbybarthel.com. No, sorry, bookedbybarthel.com. I'm thinking because it's now booked by Barthel Travel.
Right.
And you can reach us at 845-810-2747.
Okay. And in terms of places that you think are going to be interesting in the coming months and years, you see anything on the horizon that's different or unique that folks are asking for that you've researched and found is going to be pretty cool?
Iceland is coming up pretty hot and heavy, too. That's something that I'm looking at for 2017. And
have you been there?
I have been there. And it is a great country. It's very different from anywhere else I've ever been. The landscape itself is just very, very different.
Best time to travel there, Virginia, is when?
It really depends on whether you want to go there and have the possibility of seeing the Northern Lights, or whether you want to go there when the weather is a little bit more mild in the summertime. So I particularly kind of want to go and see the Northern Lights. So anytime between late September into like March, end of March. So it's cold. It's not a tropical destination to go in the wintertime, but does afford some really great things to do.
And what did you do there? What's it like when you spent time in Iceland?
Well, let's see. We went snowmobiling on a glacier. We went into the frigid waters in a dry suit to see where the European and North American tectonic plates meet. We did some lava tube cave walking. There's a lot to do. And Reykjavik, which is I don't know if it's the capital, I think it might be, is almost all powered by geothermal, which is also really fascinating to get into that whole geothermal aspect. So it's a very interesting country to go to.
So when you talk about hiking the Aztecs and doing all of the great things, snowmobiling, is that something that you find more people are interested in doing, having an active vacation? So back in the day, people came to our region and they would hang out on a porch somewhere and relax for a week. I think that's not quite the trend today, right?
You know, it's interesting, and I'm sure you've noticed this as well. depending on where you are in your life, depends on what kind of vacation you may be most interested in taking. You know, 10 years ago when I had young children at home, all I wanted to go do is sit on a beach and have somebody serve me drinks and read my book. I don't want that anymore. Now I want to be more active and go do this. So I really think it depends on what you're looking for. And that's part of my job, is to help you determine what it is you're looking for in your vacation and what might match.
So. I guess just based upon the cars I see with the bike racks on the back and the canoes and kayaks on the roofs, so many people are vacationing and being active on their
Absolutely.
Vacations.
Absolutely. Actually, I've had several requests for biking vacations in the past 6 months.
And so where do you send them? Are there good places for that in primarily this country?
No. Actually, I have a lot of Europe that they do biking and hiking, and actually they have some biking in Peru as well.
Wow.
So, it you know, we can kind of find whatever you're looking for. We just need to fit it to what works for you and what you're looking for. So, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the insurance for a minute, because I know you're a big proponent of that. And a lot of folks know they have to have health insurance and car insurance and homeowners insurance. What's the value of having insurance, traveler's insurance, when you go on vacation?
For most vacations, you're plunking down a lot of money before you go in order to make sure that your hotel is booked and your tours are booked and all of that. Most of that gets to the point where it's either non-refundable or you have penalty fees. So if you have to cancel for, you know, an illness or a death in the family, or, you know, nobody goes into booking a vacation thinking that they're going to have to cancel it. Oh, I'm perfectly healthy. Everything's fine. Well, guess what? Between now and when you take that vacation, anything can change. You have travel protection insurance. Hopefully you're being covered, that your investment in your vacation is covered. I could tell you a ton of stories. Actually, working with a client right now who had a trip booked last year, had their documents in hand a week out, and a health issue came up. They had to cancel their trip. They got a full refund. Back in better health now, rebooking the trip for next year.
Wow.
So if they had lost all that money, they may not be able to rebook that trip. So there are a lot of reasons, a lot of reasons.
And that's something that you can do for them, correct?
Absolutely. Yes, I am licensed in the state of New York to sell that type of insurance. And I have certain companies that I work with that I've had very, very good luck with as far as, you know, getting the claims done and having the payments made very, very quickly. So, yes.
Are there traditionally standard plans and Cadillacs also?
Yes. Or, yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. And that's why I choose a couple of different providers, so that I'm familiar with their plans, because it's like any other insurance company or any other business. If you have so many options, how can you know all of the options, right? So I do use just a couple of companies.
Yeah, I can just envision going on one of those very active vacations and a week before breaking an ankle. And where are you without some kind of travel insurance, right?
Exactly. I had a woman that was going to go to Peru with us, and the week before Christmas, she fell and broke her leg.
Wow.
She said, well, I'd love to be able to go to Peru in March, but I don't know if my leg's going to be healed by then.
Isn't that amazing, though? It's a great thing to have, and we highly recommend it all the time whenever we talk about the importance of having that insurance when you travel, wherever you're going, whenever you're going.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, final time. How can folks find Virginia Barthel?
You know what? Call me on the phone, 845-810-2747. Stop in my office on the corner of Route 375 and Route 28 in West Hurley, or find me on the web at bookbybarthel.com.
All right. Continued success. Thanks for all you do, Virginia.
Thank you. Thank you for always including me. I appreciate you having me on the show.
All right. Look forward to seeing you soon. Well, thanks again to Virginia Barthel for being our guest today. A couple reminders. Our January 20th breakfast meeting is going to be here before you know it, featuring Congressman Chris Gibson. Sign up now at ulsterchamber.org. Our sponsor is Ulster Savings Bank. And our first mixer of the new year is going to be at the Mac Fitness Route 9W location, January 27th, 5 to 7 p.m. with our sponsor, the Bank of Greene County. More information at ulsterchamber.org, or you can call the office at 845-338-5100. And that's our show for today. We thank you for joining us on the radio. Please be with us again next week at the same time for another edition of Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce.